I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, five Indigenous mushers and their dog teams are headed to Nome in this year's Iditarod Sled Dog Race. This story and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Five Indigenous mushers and their dog teams are headed to Nome. The 1,000-mile race got underway in Willow, north of Anchorage, on Sunday. A fresh blanket of snow covered the trail. Two of the top contenders in a field of 37 mushers are Alaska Native. Ryan Reddington, an Inupiaq musher from Kinnick, won the race in 2023. Pete Kaiser, a Yupik from Bethel, took the title in 2019. Kaiser skipped last year's Iditarod and hadn't planned to race this year until 3 weeks ago, following his historic 10th win of the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race. After Kaiser set the record for winning the most Kusko 300s, he says returning to the Iditarod felt like the right decision. There are three Indigenous rookies in the race to watch. Jesse Terry, an Anishinaabe musher from Sioux Lookout, Ontario, is a veteran of several mid-distance races. He's been mushing dogs since he was 11 years old. Another rookie, Kevin Hansen, an Inupiaq from Kotzebue, has been sprint racing since the third grade. He finished second in last year's Kobuk 440, just behind defending Iditarod champ Jesse Holmes. But for Hansen, this race is about more than competition. This may be Jody Potts Joseph's first Iditarod, but the Han Guichin from Eagle Village is well known. She starred in the TV show Life Below Zero, First Alaskans, and her daughter Kwana Chasing Horse is an Indigenous model, featured in magazines like Vogue. Together, they've been outspoken environmental advocates. Potts Joseph says it's been a tough training season. Interior Alaska temperatures dropped down to 30 to 65 below this winter, too cold for her dogs to run safely. Her main goal, to finish the Iditarod with a healthy team. The first finishers are expected to cross the finish line next Monday or Tuesday. The federal government is encouraging tribes to partner with data centers. That could mean leasing land or, as the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports, selling power. I'm Jill Freitas.